Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of our message is, Are You Under the Covenant or the Curse? In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, it says, Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourselves firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long. Well, as stated over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing about what the Bible says about healing. A survey stated that more than 95% of the world's population is ill. It's also found that more than a third of the world's population has more than five ailments. My desire in these messages is to build your faith to receive God's healing when needed. And I'm going to be repeating some of God's healing principles over and over to help remember them and to put them in practice. Research shows the average person needs to hear a message seven times before they take action. So you're going to hear me say these things at least seven times. Get ready. My focus today is God's covenant and generational curses that can cause sickness. Now, the Bible says that God's healing principles will provide healing to everyone who will read, who will believe, and will practice them. I want to give you scriptures behind what I say. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20, it says, Attend to my words, turn your ear to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes. Let them or keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to their entire body. One of the first principles of healing is God must be your God. In other words, you must be in covenant with God. In Psalm 48 and 14, it says, For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. God establishes relationships through covenant. A covenant is a binding agreement between God and his people, where God makes promises and expects faith, obedience, and loyalty from his people. In Exodus chapter 19 and 5, this is what he told the children of Israel. He said, If you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure because the earth belongs to me. It's amazing that when we enter a covenant with God, it includes healing, protection, provision, and a lot more, and he has already made the statement, and the whole world belongs to me. What is it that you need? In Exodus 23 and 25, it says, You must serve the Lord your God, for he will bless your food and your water. And then he says, And I will take away sickness from among you. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you confident that God still heals and he wants to heal you. See, your answer to this question is decisive to your ability to be healed. There's a lot of people who have questions about healing. How does God heal? Who does he select to heal? Who doesn't he heal? Does he heal everyone? Folks, healing is based upon God's ability to heal and your ability to believe for healing. You have to be a participant to be healed. There's a doctrine that states God no longer heals the sick and the gifts of the Holy Spirit ceased after the apostolic age. Several years ago, a couple called the church and they asked for a prayer for healing. I'll never forget it. The husband had a brain tumor. It was a deadly brain tumor. And so I repeated to them the healing scriptures. I prayed with them the prayer of faith for healing. But after the prayer, the woman thanked me and she said, "Thank you for the prayer, Pastor, but my pastor told us God does not heal anymore today." We were just desperate to try anything. But even as you prayed, we kept hearing him say that we just can't believe in divine healing. It made me really angry. Because the word of God is clear. Some theologians during the Protestant Reformation got together and began teaching that spiritual gifts such as healing, prophecy, and speaking in tongues ended with the apostolic age. Very little scriptures to prove it. It was a time when most people weren't into their Bible and reading it and would understand what the scriptures really taught. And to this day, many are still in bondage to this teaching. Some of you perhaps know people like that. Now, I want to tell you what Jesus said. In Mark 16 and 15, he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. By the authority of my name, they will cast out evil spirits. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands." Who? "They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." In Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus also said, or the word of God says, Jesus came and spoke to his disciples saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." He just said, "In my name, cast out devils. In my name, you'll speak in new languages. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." He says, "I am with you always, even till the end of the world." In other words, my words that I speak to you are through to the end of this world. On the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter said in Acts 2 and 38, he said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Listen, "For this promise is to you, to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as," say as many as, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. Does it sound like God's supernatural power to our lives is supposed to stop? Now, these are the words of Jesus. People have listened to the words of men. Who would you rather listen to, Jesus or men? In Numbers 23 and 19, it says, God is not a man, so he doesn't lie. Men lie. But God is not a man, so he doesn't lie. He's not human, so he doesn't change his mind. God has not changed his mind about healing. And God wants you healed. Malachi 3 and 6 says it again, for I am the Lord, I don't change. And God expects your faith to be established upon his word, not on man's opinion. The devil will do everything he can to keep you out of the blessings of God for your life. One of God's blessings, one of his promises through the covenant, through his son Jesus Christ, is healing. God wants you to be well. And if you're bold enough to admit it, I want you to repeat after me, God has not changed his mind. God wants me to be well. And if you really believe that, give God a hand of praise. It says it right in the Bible. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said these words, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Guys, look, don't alter the Bible to fit your narrative. God doesn't change his mind and his word will never pass away. You better challenge the things that you hear people say. Know this, God didn't change his mind about healing. He didn't change his mind about salvation. He hasn't changed his mind about being filled with the Holy Spirit or signs, wonders, and miracles. God hasn't changed his mind. One of the things that those theologians from the Reformation did not establish was the fact of the new covenant between God and his people. Because this is one of the strongest evidences that God heals us today. You see, God's covenant is an agreement for healing. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 53 and 5. Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement or punishment for your peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. In Isaiah 53 and verse 4, in the original language, it says, surely he has carried away our sicknesses, our diseases, and pain. Who did that? Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross. He made provisions for our healing, for our diseases, and even for our pain. It says, by his bruises, his wounds, we were cured, made whole, and healed. And Jesus Christ is the mediator of that new covenant, which is God's promise to heal you. Your relationship with God through Jesus Christ is a guarantee for God to heal you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Here's Pastor Hill with a special invitation for you to join us for our night of refreshing.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve.
And I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We are going to be ministering to you and especially to our young people. There will be dynamic music that night and a special guest speaker. Join us daily for A Place to Grow for more information. Now let's get back into today's program.
Hebrews 12 and 24 says, Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, established an everlasting covenant. Do you know what that word means? It never ends. It never stops. Most of us know 3 John and 2. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The original language, it means to be well in body. It means to be physically well. Let me give you another scripture. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Christ carried our sins in his own body on the cross so that he freed us from our sins and we could live a life that has God's approval. By his stripes, you were healed. See, I'm giving you overwhelming scriptural proof that God wants us healed today. Let the church say amen. John 3 and 16, you know this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That speaks of eternity, forgiveness of our sins, and us going to heaven. But listen to the next part. He did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. That word save actually means in the original language, it means to deliver it, to make it whole, and to heal it. The word there is the Greek word sozo. You see, by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you enter into a healing covenant with God. So don't be shy about asking God to heal you. You're in a covenant of healing. Don't be shy with demanding sickness to leave your body because you've entered a healing covenant with God. And if it is the will of God for you to be healed, why would you not tell sickness to leave you? And some sickness is simply a symptom of a spiritual attack on your physical body. Some years ago, the Lord said to me, you have got to stop thinking in the natural and start thinking in the spirit realm. He said, I am spirit, you know. And I said, oh, yes, Lord, you are spirit. Well, you need to start thinking in the spirit realm. There is a whole nother realm of beings, entities around you that are trying to influence your life for evil, trying to destroy you. And that's when I got more heavily into spiritual warfare. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy every single one of us in this room. You don't think he'll start with sickness? Now, all sickness is not from Satan, but probably way more than we give credit to. God puts not only our salvation for eternity in John 3, 16 and 17, but he places our healing in there. See, by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, you've not only entered into a covenant of salvation for heaven, but one for healing for your body. How many of you are born again? How many of you accepted Jesus as Savior? Repeat after me. I have been saved from my sins and I'm on my way to heaven. And I have a promise of healing in the covenant. Give God a hand of praise if you believe that. Oh, I may have to say that 7 times in this service before some of you do something about it. I hear a little marching music. Salvation through Jesus Christ is your guarantee to receive healing. So how long does God keep his covenant? Oh, let me give you the verse. I do it all by the word. Psalm 105:8, it says, he remembers his covenant forever, the word he has spoken for 1,000 generations. Folks, you have the promise of healing for 1,000 generations. Yeah, give God praise. It's in the word. I'm reading it to you. Now I want to get to another part because the title of our message is Covenant or Are We Cursed? Are we a part of the covenant or a part of the curse? Because many have prayed for healing, but it seems something is preventing their healing. And it's not just a lack of faith. The Bible says you are destroyed or you perish for lack of knowledge. There is so much more revelation in the Word of God that God wants us to understand. He wants us to understand the spirit realm, as I mentioned to you before that he was speaking to me about. Folks, there are things that prevent our healing. For example, a spiritual curse may be preventing your complete healing. Unconfessed ancestral sins is an open door to curses. And some of you are saying, what are you saying? I want to give you a scriptural reference that talks about this. In John 9:1, some of you may be hearing this for the first time. Listen to what it says. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, listen, who sinned? This man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man or his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. The devil's secret weapon is generational curses because most people don't even know what they are or even think about it. But they are strong desires. They are behaviors or sicknesses that attempt to attach themselves to us from generation to generation. These are spirits, evil spirits that try to follow us through our families. They try to remain in the family. The Bible reveals that curses or judgments can be passed on from generation to generation. The sins of the father are repeated in the children. The influence of the judgment can be passed on to the children.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We are so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contributions make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every contribution will help us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all, with a special focus on ministering to the young people. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Be sure to tune in this coming Monday as we announce our special guest speaker for this exciting event. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, simply go to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and navigate to the Media tab. Today's message is called, Are You Underneath the Covenant or the Curse? This is part 1. Join us Monday for part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are praying for divine safety, protection, and provision. Your word says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will I trust. We love you and we bless you and we thank you, Lord, that you watch over us, that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.